This interview is being taped on Wednesday, October 12, 1983, by Bev Finelli. I am interviewing Harry Jones from Rock Springs, Wyoming. Harry, where were you born?
I was born in Rock Springs.
In what year?
1909.
Okay. Was a midwife in attendance?
No, I don't think so.
Don't remember, okay. Do you remember why your family came to Rock Springs?
Well, my mother came here with her folks because when they first opened up the mines in Rock Springs in the 80s. And then my father's family, they moved here from Williamsburg, Iowa. They came from Wales and they were in the Welsh colony. And my mother's family, they came from Wales too. And they came directly to Rock Springs from Wales.
No, they came to Rock Springs from Wales because of the mines.
And my mother was born here in Rock Springs. But my dad was born in Laramie, Wyoming, on the way from Williamsburg, Iowa to Rock Springs.
So their parents came directly from Wales.
Yes.
And then your parents were born in the United States and then came to Rock Springs for the mines.
Yeah.
Okay. What were your first impressions or first memories of Rock Springs as a child?
Oh, I lived down there on West Flat. That's where I was born, down there on West Flat. I went to school down there. And the first school I went to was the one that is where the Audio West thing is there. And the schoolhouse is still behind that building, and it's still sitting there, the school that I went to.
Oh, I didn't know
that.
It
was a grade school. There was nothing on the other side of the creek, or under a drive or anything. It was just a creek and then the hillside.
Mm.
And then I went. There was another school right next to the Park Hotel dining room there, right next to the White Eagle station. They called it the Elk School. And I went to there for a while. And then I went to the Washington School. That's over on Bridger Avenue. And we used to have to go, the creek used to run right through Bunning Park, where Bunning Park is. We had to cross a bridge right down there where the old senior citizens was. It was a creek run there, and they had a bridge, and all the traffic went over that bridge, and we had to go to school. And one morning, we was going to school, and there was quite a bit of excitement going on down there with the kids. And it just happened the night before that there was a Negro try to rape, or did rape, a white woman, I think. And they put him in jail, and they took him out of jail, and took him down, and hung him off that bridge.
How old were you when that happened?
Oh, I must have been, I was in the 34th grade, I think.
Did you see him hanging there?
No, they hung him off this bridge, but when they put the rope around his neck, pushed him off the bridge, when he hit the end of the rope, the rope broke. And he started to run, and they shot him in the back, and he was laying there in the mud, face down in the creek, and we went to school.
That's nice to see on the way to school.
Yeah.
Mm. What did you use for transportation when you were a boy? They have cars?
No, there was a few cars, but not very many. I remember the first car that my dad had was a 1916. It was a 1916 Studebaker. His father was a police judge here in Rock Springs. John O. Jones was his name. And he was a police judge here, and he died and left my grandfather, or my dad, got his car. And was an old Studebaker with side curtains on it, cloth top and side curtains. And first trip I ever went on a very long trip was in that old Studebaker. My dad and my mother, two of my brothers, and myself, we went to land. And that was an all-day trip. I'd get up early in the morning, it was late at night when we got there. Roads was all dirt roads there.
All dirt roads. How was Rock Springs laid out? How did the miners get to and from work? Did they go by horse and buggy or?
Some of them did, I imagine. The first time I guess was with rock.
With rock.
And most of these mines that they had, you know, had their houses close to the mines.
That's why they.
It's number one hill, that's why they call it number one hill, because there was a mine right up there. And where they loaded all the coal, everything's right where the East Junior High School is now.
Oh.
And they called out number one because all the miners worked the number one mine. They lived on number one
hill. One hill.
And then number two camp up there. This junkyard, this Reese's junkyard, that was number two camp. And the mine was all the way up this dead horse canyon. Right? And they used to move it down, and the tipper was right over here, where the mountain field garage is now. That's why they got that railroad track on it, right up through here. And that's where they used to load all the coal.
Where did
there was a number three, that's over there where Ridge Avenue is now. They used to call that number three because that was close to the mines too. And then there was number four, that's down there. And number four is down on where 9th Street is going out of town.
Okay.
It was number four and town with number four.
Don't we live on one of those hills? Up on Emerald? Are we on the old mine hill?
No.
No.
I don't think so. And then there was number six. That was at Hot Springs Drive. That was another hill. And there was number six. Then there was a number seven camp right down over the, a little north of where the Sam's Cafe is now. There was a camp down there, and they called that number seven.
Where did you get your water?
They got most of the oil from Green River, from the tank cars for a long time until they put in the pipeline.
So it was outside?
Mm-hmm. Except number six, they used to have. They had wells out there, number six. I don't know if they still got the wells out there or not, but there was a spring, number six spring.
Did the town have many bars? Or?
Well, I imagine they did. I heard about it, but that was before when bar hopping.
Bar hopping. Okay. Was there much violence in the town, and did any shootouts occur? Like an old cowboy town?
Yeah, I imagine there was. There was quite a few. Well, there's a lot of cattle and sheep around here, and there used to be a lot of them come into town. The miners, they would get together. And then I guess the Chinese riot was going on in Afghanistan. It was over there in the old barracks. And the poker school was down. That was before my time, but I guess they had
the Chinese massacre.
And then there was another place down here, another mine down here, Blairton. And they had a camp there, that's where Blairton's down too.
Okay. What churches and denominations did they have in Rock Springs when you were a boy? Did you all go to one church, or was it separate?
Oh, no, they had a Catholic church and I went to the Episcopal Church. And the first one was Frank River. One was mine.
Okay.
And then there was Congregational Church and Baptist Church.
There were several churches. Were there any floods or dust storms or any other natural disasters when you were a boy?
Well, it used to be every spring there would be a big flood thing. People lived down on the creeks down there where Bunning Park is now. The creek used to run down there. And all those houses would get flooded down there. And when the flood would come, they'd all move up to high ground. There in the heavy canal, and it all was like, you know.
Do you remember any epidemics ever hitting Rock Springs?
Just the flu epidemic. But when we lived on West Flat, I didn't have any sewers or anything, and then all the back houses was on the creek there. That's where all the sewer went down the Bitter Creek.
And then when you did get sick, where did you go for medical help? Did you have a hospital here?
Yeah, we had a hospital.
It was here then.
Yeah.
Okay. Was there a union hall or a cooperative store? And what transpired in these places? And did many people patronize these establishments?
Well, yeah, the companies, the E.P. Coal Company had stores. I had to go to them. The union hall I had, the first time I remember, was just sitting on the front street right there.
Okay.
Huh?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, that was the union hall.
Yeah.
Okay. Were there holidays that the whole town celebrated?
Oh, yeah, they used to have quite a few. Especially 1st of April, that was 8-hour day. We used to celebrate that quite a bit.
8-hour day?
And then Labor Day in September. And they had a few rodeos and stuff like that at the same time.
What were funerals like, and where were people buried?
Well, they had funerals here. They used to all go up C Street, which was up here in the cemetery.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they had the rest haven out north, but there was a Chinese cemetery up there in 5.5 Canyon. That's where the highway department is, up that canyon.
Oh.
The Chinese said they have a cemetery up there.
What would that be under? Where the highway department is?
Well, it's right up that canyon.
Where the old fairground.
Right. Where the old fairground, okay.
Dad helped put that water system in out there. Up there at the old fairground.
The what?
Water system in.
Yeah.
And they dug up quite a few
bodies.
Plus there was another cemetery just up here across the street from East Junior
High. Yeah, right. That was the first cemetery.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Where Pete's Grocery is.
Yeah. And the big basements up there, they dug up bodies.
I believe that. So there were a lot of Orientals in town, but what about Blacks?
Well, I imagine there was a few. I know when I went to school, they lived over there. Most of them lived over there, below number 3, over there on the
Did the Orientals mix much with the other townspeople?
Well, I imagine they did. I don't know. I remember all these Chinese restaurants was in town. There was quite a few there.
Oh, yeah. Did you ever see any Indians?
Oh yeah, there used to be Indians go through here and they'd go from the reservation up here above Lander, they'd go through town here and go on down to Utah and migrate back and forth.
Okay. Now, when you were a small child, do you remember playing any specific games that we might not play today? One that we talked about was Kick the Can. Did you ever play that?
Oh, yeah, we used to play that. There were several others, but I can't remember what they were. I had to finish our own entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Well, imagine that. When you were at home, did you have special jobs that you had to do as a boy?
Oh, I had to chop wood, bring it in, carry in the coal. There was always a lot of stuff to do around.
Now, did you live here all the time, or where did you live as a boy in Rock Springs?
Kind of West Flat.
Oh, that's right. You told me that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. What was dating like in the old days? And where did you go on a date?
Well, I didn't know there was any difference between boys and girls and girls. Went to junior high school, I guess.
He was raised in a family of boys.
Yeah. Six boys. And then, well, I went to school here till I was about 10 or 11, I guess. So, no, maybe a little earlier than that. I was pretty young, and we opened up the coal camp up in Linton. It was Linton, but when I first moved there, it was. They called it the Gap. It was in the Gap Coal Company, and they sold it to the Union Pacific. And then after it was the Gap, why they named it Linton after Mr. McGath's son, and then the people took it over, and it was still Linton until it closed down. And when I first moved to Linton, why we had to live in tents till we got the houses built. And I thought that was great stuff because we didn't have to go to school for the first year because we were having no schoolhouse. And it was
Did your family ever go on vacations?
Well, we hardly ever went alone because there was always so much. I went together because everybody had to go on alone. I used to go to Greenville and visit my grandparents. Mm-hmm. And that would be a vacation with my brothers. Later on, they used to go up fishing up north. That would be a pretty long trip to go up the windows.
Did you ever go to dances during high school?
Yeah, I used to go to dances. Never danced very much. We used to go to Slovensky Dome when I was growing up. And then there was another dance hall down there at the Playmore down there, the Ace Hardware.
That used to be the Playmore where the Ace Hardware was. Is that where Larry's dad came in and played, brought bands in and stuff?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, where did you meet, when and where did you meet your wife?
I met her here in Rock Springs. She was originally from Casper, and she came over here to visit her sister. Her sister lived here in the mountain, lived over in the mountain camp. And Lucille worked for the Mountain Fuel in the office here. And that's when I got to We went together for quite a while, and she went back to Casper and went to work over there, and we got married, and was married in Casper.
In Casper, in the Episcopal Church?
No, she was married by the Catholic. She was born and raised Catholic, after we were married, right in, we went to the Episcopal Church because I was always an Episcopal.
That's what I thought. Now you have three children, right? Yes. Two boys and a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When they were born, were they born in the hospital?
Yes.
They were born. Mm-hmm. Did you have any special radio or TV shows that you watched? Did you have TV?
Well, not till, well, I mean, just when it was, but I used to watch TV someplace else until we got one.
Okay. Did you or your family belong to any social clubs, the Elks or anything like that?
Well, no, I belong to Masonic clubs, and my wife was going to some church groups.
What was your first job, and what was it like?
Well, my first job, I worked for the I worked at the minor office, and it was used to be in the basement of the old Rock Kings National Bank. That was my job. My first job when I was going to school, I worked in the minor office.
For the mine office.
Minor. Lachman's Minor. It was a paper.
I'm sorry. Okay. I understand.
Okay.
Okay.
The Lachman's Minor.
Okay.
There was two papers in town, the Rock and the Minor.
Oh, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. There were two original, there was two separate papers?
Yes, and then now it's a Rock.
And now, and then they combined?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. How much did you make?
Well, don't remember, it wasn't very much.
I'm sure it wasn't. Did they ever take anything out of your wages?
No.
No, okay. Was it then? Now, after you worked at the Rocket, when did you go to work for Mountain Fuel then?
I worked for the miner, and then I worked for the Ford Garage for a long time. I worked for them, and then I worked on the railroad over in Greenville for a little while, and then I came back over here to Rock Springs, and I went to work for the J.P. McDermott Grocery Company. And they were down there where they're putting the post office in now.
Okay.
And down on North Front Street, or South Front Street.
And then you went? And then you went to work for Mountain Fuel?
Yeah, I worked for McDermott for quite a while, and I left there. I peddled Fleshman's Yeast and Jason Sand and coffee.
I didn't know that.
And used to deliver out to the camps or the UP stores at Clinton. Reliance, Superior.
Oh.
And I worked for a friend of mine, he had the Kraft cheese too. He had the Kraft cheese and cheese and sandwich coffee.
And you sold these for the stores to the coal camps?
Yeah, no, for this, well, my agency.
Oh, for the agency?
Yeah. Okay. It's G. Lee. We used to sell a lot of yeast. That was a bootleg days then, and a lot of people, a lot of those guys would buy a lot of yeast, they'd buy more yeast than the bakery shops because
they were making their own stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, how long did you work for Mountain Fuel, and what did you do for them?
Well, I worked for the Stockbrokers Mercantile Company, and that was in that building now where the Byright Drugstore.
Okay.
I worked there 12 years at Stockbrokers Mercantile. I delivered for them, and across the street, right next to where the Rocket office is now, that old rock building and warehouse. So, and they had a store in Bitter Creek, and they had originally had the store in Parson, and they had a Piggly Wiggly store down on West Flat with that Buddy West is now, and they had a Piggly Wiggly store over there across the number 2 fire station there on M Street and Pilot Butte. They had another Piggly Wiggly store, Dr. Johnson's. My shop is on Broadway now, and I used to have to deliver groceries for all the stuff from this warehouse that was on D Street there. I used to get it in carload lots into the warehouse, and then they'd take it to the warehouse, and then I'd have to deliver it to all the stores.
Oh,
and they had a store at Bitter Creek down in the shearing thing, and then I used to have to take the stuff down to them.
Okay.
I worked there 12 years, and then I went to work for the Mountain Fuel in 1941. And I started at the Mountain Fuel as janitor in the office building.
And the old and the original one.
Yeah, yeah.
And then where did you live? Just around here somewhere, didn't you?
Yeah, we lived up around Massachusetts. I lived on West Flat in Massachusetts when we bought this little house here after I started up in Mountain Fuel.
And then you built this one?
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah. When I worked for the Mountain Fuel over there, it was just this one building down here, and it was just the downstairs and upstairs. There was nothing on the back. It was just a vacant lot. And they just had the offices upstairs when I started there as janitor. And they had sleeping rooms in the basement for employees that worked in the volunteer of the office. Employees that lived in the basement. And they had some of the fellows that had come in from these other places and they'd stay there.
That's interesting. Go to work and then sleep. Go to sleep downstairs and go back to work the next day.
Yeah. And I worked the Mountain Fuel. I started in 1941. I retired in 71, about 30 years.
Now you did more than just be a janitor, though.
Oh, yeah. After I was janitor for a while, I used to take care of the logs over here at the Mountain Fuel. And I pick up a few odd jobs doing something else. And then when I was working there in the office, I went to dispatching. I dispatched for a while. Then I went over into the warehouse, and I was in the warehouse 5 years. And then I went out on construction. And I was on construction the rest of the time until I retired. I was a construction foreman when I retired.
You should have been after 30 years.
And I worked at all these cool gas camps, North Baxter, South Baxter, and Hollow and Potter Marsh, Cody's, and hooked the wells at Mitchie Gulch, and I worked at Big Piney. And I filled up there and put those wheels up there. I used to work down the COVID quite a bit wherever there was work on.
You had to go, huh? Mm-hmm. Did you belong to a union?
No.
No union. Okay. Did they ever talk union at Mountain Fuel?
Not that I know of.
Not that you know of. Okay. What political party did you support?
Well, Republican most of the time. And sometimes I'd split my vote, I'd always try to get the best of that anyway.
When did you first vote?
Well, when I was old enough. I
Okay. When and why did the Democrats take over Sweetwater County?
Well, I couldn't give you much information on that because I wasn't really right in politics.
And, okay.
But I know my folks were Republicans, and my grandfolks were Republicans. And my grandfather worked in the courthouse in Greenville for a good many years. He was a deputy county clerk for a long time, and treasurer, deputy treasurer in the county.
Were there any socialists or communists active in the area, do you remember?
Not that I know of.
Was there ever an independent party besides Republican and Democrat? Was there a third party that you can remember?
No, I can't.
Okay. Were you active in the Republican Party at all?
Sometimes, just in the city. And I was raised by some people by the name of Taylor, and they lived over on C Street, and John Taylor was city councilman for years. And I lived with him until I got married. My mother died when I was young, and then my father married again. And
so you lived with the Taylors?
Yeah, with the Taylors. And he was a Republican, and he was on the council, and I used to get out and do a little campaigning.
For him?
Mm-hmm.
Was the KKK ever active in this area?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Okay. Did the women vote regularly? Did they have a voice in politics?
Yeah, they seemed to be pretty active.
What do you think of our current president and his policies?
Well, I think he's a good man. I think he's done a lot for the country. But everybody has their own thing to do.
Do you remember much about Prohibition?
Yeah, quite a bit. I remember the bootleg days. You know, but used to be a lot of moonshining going on. You'd see. I used to, when I drove a milk wagon one summer when I was going to school at Hurst Dairy, I used to deliver. We have to start at 1 o'clock in the morning when I deliver. And when I used to deliver on time, you could see all these here trucks bringing in this moonshine that would come in from out south where they had a lot of skills on the hospital. Stuff like that. And we'd say we went in there and taking them and loading them with these speakeasies.
Oh.
Down there on K Street and Spud's place down there back at the Park Hotel. And that was quite beautiful. And you could see all these trucks coming in at night. And you could always tell the ones that had the liquor on because they only have one headlight on.
Okay.
That was some kind of a signal, I guess.
That they were coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Where is Aspen Mountain now?
It's right outside of the town, about 12 miles.
About 12 miles?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's, they had quite a few stills all around the world. Stills all over.
Mm-hmm. It's all about the time. The liquor was in the
gutters,
and the chickens were getting
drunk. Mm-hmm. That was up in Bayouville when they had it laid up there. They dumped all the liquor up there in the gutter, and the chickens were sipping it up and staggering all over.
That was real cute. Real cute. Oh. How did the Depression affect this area?
Pretty rough times. Some of these people saw more meal times than they saw meals.
Did they have bread lines and?
Yes, and a soup kitchen.
Soup kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Where was that at?
I think it was down there on K Street. And, just about where the senior citizens is.
Okay.
They had a Salvation Army, they had a soup kitchen down there. I remember that.
How does that compare with the conditions during World War II? Was it better? Did you have to use ration cards, or was there a black market, or?
Well, yeah, it was, things were pretty tough, but I don't remember that. Well, I imagine there was a lot of stuff that was rationed, but it was just like anything else. If you wanted it bad enough, you could get it.
That's true. Did you serve in the services?
No.
You did not. Okay. What about the Depression of the 50s?
Well, it wasn't as bad. I mean, we didn't suffer too much because I built this house in 1949. And I had a job. And
got by. So you got by a lot better. What was this area like during the boom?
Well, it was a lot of changes.
Did you see a lot of people living in tents and that kind of thing, and trailers? And
well, not especially. I didn't get around, you know. In the 50s, I was working on construction, not in fuel, and I was out in the fields most of the time, away from home.
Do you think the prices were higher and crime was higher and during the boom than before?
Well, I imagine they were in places.
But you really weren't involved in that because you were working and doing your own thing. Do you think that 60 Minutes was correct about the corruption in Hot Springs?
Well, I think they exaggerated it quite a bit. I mean, it was there if you wanted to look it up, I guess.
Okay. What was your best memory, saddest, funniest, or whatever, of Sweetwater County?
Well, I've always enjoyed living here. I've had some bad times and some good times.
Okay. What is the biggest change in the country since you were young?
Well, seems like there's just more people. When I was young, people were few and far between. It was kind of it was easy to get acquainted, you know, and see people.
Before the boom, more or less.
What,
in your opinion, do you think the future holds for our country?
Well, I don't know. I think things will get better. Of course, they'll get worse for a little bit. I think they'll get better.
Do you have any final words that you would like to leave for your grandchildren or your heirs?
Well, say just stand up for their rights and do all they can. If you don't get it, somebody else will.
Okay, anything else you want to say?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.